Are you tired of cheesy, shallow Christian t-shirts? So are we, and that's why I am excited to share Grace and Glory Creative with you. It's a small, family-run shop where every design is both beautiful and biblically faithful. As a grateful homemaker and homeschooling mom, she wanted to create something that truly honored God. With the support of her husband and two boys, they have spent the past year designing shirts, mugs, hats, and more that reflect the truths that we hold dear: biblical womanhood, Reformed theology, Christ-centered living. She has Easter designs that are now available, with Homeschool Mom and Abortion Abolition collections coming this spring. They carry a wide range of sizes, from newborn onesies all the way to 3XL, so you can find something for your whole family. Her top priority is her family, but she also cares deeply about her customers and strives to provide excellent products and services. We would love for you to take a look at their shop, so visit Grace and Glory today. Enter FRUITFUL15 for 15% off of your purchase at checkout. That's FRUITFUL15. Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello, and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. I am Jordan Sparks, here today with Becky McNeely to talk to you about crockpot meals. Coming at you with crockpot meals, but I thought we should maybe also broaden it to like any quick, easy make ahead. Like the weather is beautiful and we're going to be outside more, and these are all meals that are easy for a day that you've been gone all day, or a day that you're in the garden all day or doing other projects that you're like, I really don't want to tackle a really time consuming meal. So how about we just do all the things? I just threw that at you, Becky. I know you're probably freaking out because you have planned for crockpot.
I have. It's sanctifying, though. I need to have curveballs
thrown
at me. I need to have that. I can grow. This is a sanctifying moment. I had a piece of paper because I've been thinking about, okay, what are some quick, easy meals? Because we're in that season where I'm in the, like today, we were in the garden for, you know, hours. And so just in the yard, just getting stuff done. And I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to being a part of this episode so I can hear everybody's really good ideas.
Yeah.
And get, you know, because I kind of get in a rut where I think of the same 5 crockpot meals.
I know.
I'm excited to hear your ideas. So I had a piece of paper ready. I already wrote a couple things down.
Okay.
I'm breathing. It's going to be fine.
We are ready. Yeah, I just like to hear what other women do because it sparks an idea for me. I'm like, ooh, I'll try that. So anyways, hopefully this will spark some ideas for all of you listeners out there who are spending lots of time outside and not in the kitchen as much this spring. So shall we begin? You want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So the thing that I just wrote down when you said quick, easy things, I have some of those plastic they have like little multiple sections on them, kind of veggie trays, but they have lids on them. And so when we hit spring and summer, I'll get one and I'll fill it up with fruit at the beginning of the week, and then get the other and fill it up with chopped up veggies. And then you can put dip in the center of them, like the ones that I have. And I just keep them in the fridge because we have a beautiful backyard and the kids want to just live out there, but then they get hungry.
Yeah.
And having those little snack trays, you can put like salami or, you know, whatever kind of meat you want on there too. And then you can just bring out the whole tray and then boom, you have a ready to go picnic right there. So I like keeping those snack trays on hand for just, you can do like, we call them little snack lunches. You can get hummus to dip the veggies in, things like that. So that's one that I use a lot during just warm spring days.
It's a really good idea.
Not a crock pot, but
right. That's a easy grab and go. I recently made a bunch of Uncrustables, if you will, some peanut butter and jellies with I had one of those cutter outer devices, you know.
Yeah.
That my mom
is that the technical term?
Yeah, cutter outer devices for peanut butter jellies. So I
got into Amazon.
Yeah, just type that in, see what comes up. But I have a bread recipe that makes 5 loaves of sandwich bread, so I just did that. And then I've been getting jelly from Azure. It's like a strawberry. I wish I knew the name of it. It's the one with a bear on the front.
Is it Crofton?
Yep, I knew it started with C. We really like the strawberry one of that. And I do that in peanut butter and cut it out with a cutter outer device and then threw them all in the freezer in a container. So it's very easy. If someone just wants to get their own lunch, they can grab a frozen peanut butter and jelly because my kids like to eat them frozen. Or like today, we went to Castle Park, so I packed our lunch and packed a few peanut butter and jellies and some fruit, and we were good. So that's one that I would highly recommend in springtime. If you're anticipating some fun adventure lunches, go ahead and just make up yourself a bunch of Uncrustables and stick them in the freezer.
That's a really good idea because sometimes you have picnics that just pop up or, you know, you look at the weather and you're like, man, let's just go for a picnic today. Let's just go do something. So that's a really good idea. Another thing that I've done recently is take those little, I think they're technically little half pint. I think it's half pint. The little mason jars. And I started making snack jars for the kids where it's a lot easier or a lot cheaper than just buying pre-ready done trail mix. You can just have all your pieces and put it together because sometimes my kids will eat half of the trail mix and then they'll leave the other half because they don't like certain things in them,
right?
You know,
it's like a couple of raisins sucked on raisins.
Yes.
Quick side story. We were in the grocery store once when one of the kids was really little and they were sitting in the front of the cart and eating a bag of trail mix. And I'm just grocery shopping. And then like halfway through the grocery trip, I realized there was a trail of raisins behind me. They had been eating the trail mix, but dropping all the raisins. Like, whoops.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. It's a little backwards trail. That's funny.
Yeah.
But we did, so we've been doing those snack jars and I really enjoy it. The kids have really enjoyed that. And I like it too, because you can they just grab them and they're easy to pack for picnics. Or like today we had a couple friends over and all the kids just grabbed a snack jar from the pantry. And
what all do you put in them?
Whatever my kids are currently enjoying. So right now, cashews, they really like cashews. Those are a fun thing for them. And then we get these little dried cherries from Aldi. And so I put little dried cherries and then some chocolate chips. But the deal is, if you're going to eat the chocolate chips and the cherries, you also have to eat the cashews.
Yeah.
Because I only will put the nuts in there that they like at the moment. So, so that's the deal, because we did have some little squirrels that thought it was a good idea of, let me just eat all the chocolate chips from all the jars and mama won't notice.
Mm-hmm.
Mama noticed. So. You didn't have to put that stipulation on there, but.
Right. Sometimes I say the chocolate is for the dessert of the trail mix.
Yes.
So you eat the other things first and then the chocolate is your dessert of trail mix.
Sure. That's good. What's your favorite?
Go ahead. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say we're Zooming today, so that's why we're less cohesive probably in what we're saying. We're talking over each other. And I can't see her, so we're usually this is the first time I think we've Zoomed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why we're weirder today than normal maybe. But one thing I was going to say is last week the weather started getting really pretty and we're just so excited when the weather gets pretty. We want to spend every single second outside. So when Jared got off work last week, we were going to have tacos for dinner, but I was like, let's go eat them at the park. So I just made tacos, wrapped them up and put them. I have little like paper to go. They're like restaurant takeout boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And I just have a ton of those. And so I just like wrapped up tacos and put them in a box. Everybody got their own little box. And then we did that a couple nights later. And I did the same thing. I had made hamburgers. So I put like hamburgers and fries in a little box. And then we got there and everybody got their own little box.
Great idea.
Bulk order some to-go boxes. And it makes for great picnics.
And then if you're at a park and stuff, you don't have as much cleanup. You can just take all of the stuff and throw it away. And then you don't have, you know, containers with cantaloupe juice floating around at the bottom or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Another thing that I've been doing recently, because when you get so many kids, it's a lot of cups to carry when you're going somewhere for an adventure day. It's like, man, we have a lot of drink containers. So last year, Jared and I got I think it's a 2-gallon cooler with a spigot at the bottom. And now we just bring that in like little throwaway cups if we're going to go somewhere for the day and we're going to probably be wanting more than one glass of water, you know. Mm-hmm. So we bring that a lot of times just full of ice water and just little throwaway cups so you can refill or you can just throw them away. We don't have to keep bringing them.
Well, if you could see my video, I would be able to show you one that I actually, no joke, just thrifted.
Really?
Last week I was like, oh, this looks like it'd be really great for camping. Because when we go camping, I feel like we go through a million water bottles.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers whose is whose. And, so I thought, oh, this would be really good for camping. I'll just stash this away in our camping bins. And, but that'd be really good for picnics too. I didn't think of that. That's a great idea.
We got ours for camping last year to keep water in. And then I was like, we should just use this. If we're going to be gone like hiking or at a park all day long, we should just bring this. And then people can fill their cups as needed or whatever. So that's another little hot tip. Okay. So what's some of your favorite things to make in the crock pot? Let's go there.
Okay. Anything that's easy. I like barbecue chicken. Because all you have to do is you get your favorite barbecue sauce and you get chicken and you put it in the crock pot together.
That seriously is like one of the easiest crock pot things is you put chicken in, you put barbecue sauce on top, shred it up, boom.
And it's just done. And I have a homemade barbecue sauce that my mother-in-law gave me, or no, not the sauce, the recipe that my mother-in-law gave me that I really love. And so it makes it really easy. Because I always keep some mixed up because the kids like to dip everything in it, you know? So I always have that, and it's easy to just grab some of the barbecue sauce, toss it over the chicken, and you're done. You can do the same with Mexican chicken. So you just take the chicken, you toss it in the crock pot, and then you get whatever your favorite salsa is, pour the thing of salsa in and shred it up, and then you're ready for tacos, or you could do like a chicken and rice burrito bowl, or chicken, you could do like just Mexican chicken and rice. So it makes a really nice, easy, that's another easy entree to do. We like chicken Florentine is also super easy.
What's that?
Let me see if I have it. I think I have it tabbed. So it's spinach, chicken breast, cream cheese, Parmesan cheese, salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, onion, and then chicken broth. And you just toss, you make a sauce out of the seasonings and the chicken broth and then the cream cheese. And then you put the spinach and the chicken in with that creamy kind of sauce. And then you just cook some noodles to go. And it's really good.
My mother-in-law made that over the weekend. It's something very similar. I don't know if it was called that, but it was something very similar. She made it over the weekend. We were going to her house. It was like last minute. And she was like, oh, I'll make you lunch. And she like whipped that up out of nowhere. And I was so impressed and thought it was delicious. So I was like, what is this? And she's like, oh, you just make a sauce and chicken and put it over noodles. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's delicious. So
yeah,
that's a, I feel like it's a impressive meal, even though it seems super easy.
It even sounds fancy. Chicken Florentine.
Yeah,
it even is. But it is super easy. Another one of our family favorites is it's just a cheesy chicken and rice. The original recipe calls for cream of chicken soup, but I found a homemade cream of chicken soup recipe and it's so easy. I didn't realize how easy it was to make. And we love the taste of this. And obviously I like that it's not coming from a can. But we like the taste of it so much better that I don't think I could ever go back.
What is it?
So you melt the butter. You melt like about 3 tablespoons of butter. You add in some flour just to kind of thicken it up. And then you add in 1/2 cup of milk or cream, 1/2 cup of chicken broth, and then some salt and pepper.
Really?
And it makes like, that's all you have to do. And it makes like this kind of, well, it looks like cream of chicken soup is what it looks like. But if you're making your own broth, obviously it's going to be way healthier than the kind of cream of chicken you're going to find at the store. And I feel way better about putting that in our meals, but the flavor is so much better. And then to do crock pot chicken and rice, you put chicken in the bottom of the crock pot, and then you add in garlic, salt, pepper, onion, some chicken broth, and then that cream of chicken soup. And then you can just put your rice right in the crock pot with it. And then you cook all of that. And then at the very end, you add in 2 cups of cheese, and then you stir it all up, and it's just this creamy chicken rice cheesy dish. It's one of our favorites.
That sounds really good.
Like that one. I also, one thing I like about crock pot meals is we always do them on Sundays so that it makes for just a really restful lunchtime for me. And everybody comes home from church hungry. So it's just ready as you get home. And one of my favorite things is opening the door and smelling something just cooking in the crock pot. Just fills your house and you're all cozy. Oh, I love it.
That happened today whenever we came home from the park, because I did a crock pot meal today, actually. Because we were going to be gone to the park. And I knew that when we got home, everyone was going to be tired, including me, and hungry. So today I made it. I think it's called Tuscan chicken or something like that. You just put your chicken in the bottom of the crock pot and salt, pepper, a little bit of paprika, garlic, and onion. Is that it? I think that might be it. And then this summer, I froze a bunch of bags of pureed tomatoes. So whenever I need a dish that has tomatoes in it, I'll just grab one of those bags out of the freezer. So a bag of that, but you could just use a can of tomatoes, diced tomatoes, if you didn't have, you know, some fresh. And then you just mix a little bit of arrowroot with cream, I think. Yeah, cream and Parmesan cheese. And then you pour that over the top and let it all cook. And it's just like a tomatoey, creamy chicken dish that you can eat over rice or pasta. And so we're eating it over rice tonight. And then I just sauteed up some zucchini and mushrooms and broccoli to have with it.
So. Oh my gosh.
But anyways, it smelled very good. Oh, oregano too. Oregano basil. Yeah. So kind of an Italian-y yummy smell whenever I came in, and that was delicious. One of my favorite things to do in the crock pot is just a roast. I have a really great recipe for that that's from the Prairie Homestead cookbook. And you sear your roast in a little bit of tallow on all sides, salt and pepper it really good. Then you put that in your crock pot. And then in your skillet that you just seared your roast in, you do a whole diced up onion and cook that really well until it's translucent. And then you add a little bit of garlic in, however much your heart tells you to put. And then you put, I think it's a tablespoon of Worcestershire in with it, and sage. And then a couple cups of broth, and then you loosen up all of that charred on beef off the bottom of your skillet and let it boil a little bit, and then pour that over your roast and let it cook all day. And it's really, really good roast.
You do make a really good roast. You brought us roast a couple times, and it was delicious. Yours is probably my favorite. I liked your recipe better than mine, actually. And we love pot roast, but
yeah,
it's really good.
And then that meal's great because you can put potatoes and carrots in the crock pot with that if you want. I have another crock pot, so I like to cook my potatoes and carrots separately than the meat. I don't know why. Just because I like to put a lot of butter on my potatoes and carrots and season them up a little bit different way. So it's still a crock pot day for me when I do this, but I usually do my potatoes and carrots separately just because I'm like that. And then whenever I plate it, I put like the meat in the bowl and then the potatoes and carrots with it and put some of the juice from the meat and serve it with a roll. It's so good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I love that meal.
It's not a crock pot recipe, but in one of the Magnolia Home cookbooks, I'm trying to remember which one it is. She has a dinner roll recipe that is amazing. It's not sourdough. It's just a regular yeast dinner roll. And it is really good. That's our favorite. So I'll mix up the dry ingredients for that and keep those in jars on our little pantry shelves. And then whenever I make a roast, I'll make those rolls with them. And it's really good.
Another episode that would be really fun is a tour of Becky's pre-made mixes. Because you have all this it's like going to the grocery store, but yeah, it's all things with like real ingredients. So you want to make pancakes? Here's your jar. You want to make a scone? Got it ready. I love it.
It really does make life so much simpler. I really enjoy it. I like it. And it honestly, it doesn't take that long.
That's another thing I want to do. I want to have a day with you where you help me, because you have already had it done, make up a bunch of pre-made mixes. I just love that.
Yeah. And for any of you wanting to do something like that, just know that the first time you do it is going to be the most time intensive. You're going to feel a little overwhelmed. You're going to question your sanity.
That was a lot of flour.
I went through a whole bucket. Once you have all of your favorite recipes, all the dry ingredients written out, all of the, you know, little labels for the jars made and all of that, I do it, I don't know, whenever I run out, but it's probably every 3-4 months or so. But it takes me, I don't know, an hour or two, maybe tops, to stock everything. And I do rolls, scones. Sometimes I'll have different cookie mixes, brownie mixes, waffles, pancakes, cornbread, dinner rolls. Did I say rolls? I think I said rolls. Mm-hmm. Biscuits. I make our biscuits ahead of time, too.
And she also has printed off the directions on the front of the jar.
It's magical. Oh, coffee cake.
It's magical, cake. Guys. So all she's got to do is grab the jar, pour it in a bowl, and add the ingredients that it says to add on the front of the jar. It's pretty amazing.
It's really cool.
I love you gifted all of us the scone jar.
Yeah.
For Christmas. And I've made it multiple times. And I got the ingredients from you of what I needed to add to refill it. So I just keep refilling it so I can make scones easily now. So that is the one I have. It is so nice. It makes me want to make scones.
Yes.
Because it's easy. Yes.
And especially with little kids, if you're trying to measure out a quarter teaspoon or half a teaspoon, try to make sure all of those little ingredients get in. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to say, hey, here's the jar. Dump the whole jar in.
Yes.
Add 2 eggs. Now add your milk or whatever.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Makes it easy for them to be a part of it, but you're also not missing half your baking powder. So.
Yeah. Along the same ingredients of pot roast, Italian beef is another really easy crock pot recipe. And that's a similar concept. You know, you add your roast in the crock pot and then your Italian beef ingredients and broth, and boom, it's done at the end of the day. Put it on buns for sandwiches, and it's so good. There's another really good recipe. Are you serious?
What happened?
Jared, I wish Becky could see you. He's crawling through in the background to go get his clothes from his closet. Oh, another really good recipe is from the, what's the Instapot cookbook? I think you have it too.
I do.
Family Meals Made Simple or something along those lines.
Yes, by Lisa Burns.
Yes. Yeah. Can you see him?
I can. Look at him. Right before he ducked down, I saw him.
but anyways, in her cookbook, there's a French dip recipe. And this is to be done in Instapot. Oh, you haven't done it?
No.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a very good one. But it could also be done in the crock pot if you don't have an Instapot, but you're basically just cooking a pot roast and having the juices. And then you put that meat on your hoagie buns and put cheese on top and then like pop it in the oven just long enough to melt the cheese and then serve it like that with the sauce. And it's real good.
I wonder how I missed that.
I wonder too.
I'm cooking from that cookbook tonight, and that is one of my most used cookbooks. But you know how sometimes there are some where...
Yeah, it didn't speak to you as you were flipping through.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I need to try that one.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I took your recommendation, and for small group tomorrow night, I made the French toast casserole from the A Little Less Toxic cookbook.
Did you like it?
I haven't ate it. I just mixed it all up, and then it's going to set overnight, and I'll bake it tomorrow for small group.
Yeah. I think you guys will like it. It's really good.
Do you make, like, a sweet cream or anything to drizzle over the top? I feel like it needs a sauce on top.
No, but that sounds fantastic.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it.
You should do that. You could also drizzle some maple syrup.
It already has maple syrup in it, so I feel like it's going to be really sweet, but I want to put something on top.
A sweet cream would be good.
Yeah. It feels fancy, too.
If you sprinkle a little bit of powdered sugar on the top, not a ton, just enough to kind of decorate it.
Pretty.
And that would look pretty.
The chicken enchilada soup from Half Baked Harvest Super Simple Recipes cookbook is super simple, hence the topic, or hence the title of the cookbook. But I really like that. It's delicious, and it's so, so easy. It's chicken in a crock. Put your chicken in I always get chicken thighs. If you get chicken breasts or whatever you get, that's fine. Or use leftover from a whole chicken that you've made. But you put your chicken in the crock pot. You put brown rice in the crock pot. A can of one of the big cans of enchilada sauce. And a jar of salsa verde. Salt and pepper.
That sounds good.
That's it. It's one of those, like, dump everything in crock pot meals. And it's very, very good. We eat it with, like, sour cream and cheese on top and dipping chips in it. It's a good one.
That sounds super good. I like the ones that are, I don't mind the more time-intensive crock pot ones, but I really like, if I'm using a crock pot, My goal is to keep it as simple and easy as possible.
Yes.
I like the ones that are just really straightforward. You just, you know, toss in a few things and it magically makes something.
Yes. Same, same. If I'm using a crock pot, I want it to be, I just dump everything in and walk away. That's my goal with crock pot recipes. I don't even love that I have to sear the roast, you know? I just want to throw it all in. But it does make a big difference with a roast to sear it first. So I'm willing, but I don't love it. But anyways, that chicken enchilada soup recipe, it's a good one for just dumping.
If you do, I know we just said we don't like going through all the steps, but I will say
we will do it.
We will. And there are some times where I have a pocket earlier in the day, but I don't have a pocket in the afternoon right before, you know, I need to start getting dinner ready. So I use my crock pot a lot for days like that where, you know, I might have a free block at 10:30 in the afternoon, but my daughter has dance or something like that in that evening.
Yeah.
So I'll do something like Sloppy Joe's, where you can make it ahead of time, or taco meat, make it ahead of time and then put it in the crock pot to keep warm.
Yeah.
Where you like cook the meat all the way and then you have the sauce or whatever that's with it. And I like that works really well too. I've actually done that with spaghetti recently where I went ahead and cooked the noodles, got the sauce done, everything, put it in there. And we really liked it.
It didn't dry out or anything?
No, it didn't dry out.
Cool.
I did add a little bit of extra marinara just to
safeguard.
Kind of prevent that, safeguard, but it didn't. It worked really well. I liked it.
One of our family's favorite recipes is a coconut curry recipe that I actually have in the Fruitful and Fearless cookbook. So shout out if you want to buy that. It's on the Fruitful and Fearless shop. But this is a recipe that is one of my all-time favorites. My whole family really loves it. Valor especially, like he loves this meal. But it is, you put like coconut oil and your chicken thighs, you just kind of sear them a little bit. And then a diced onion, red curry paste, a bell pepper, zucchini, some garlic, a can of coconut milk, and then you thicken it with arrowroot. And then it's 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, a couple bay leaves, dried basil, salt and pepper. And it is so flavorful and delicious. And you eat it over rice, and we usually have naan bread with it. So that is like one of my all-time favorites, and it can very easily be cooked in the Instapot or a crock pot.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
We're big fans of curry in this house, so if you like curry, that might be one that you like.
I like curry, and I think I'm the only one in our home that likes curry.
That's sad.
But I do like it. I do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But another one of our favorites, or one of my favorite things to do if I need just like a quick meal, is to go ahead and this takes prep on the front end, but it's one of those things that's a lifesaver whenever you need it. But I'll go ahead and prep a lot of meatballs and just freeze them.
Yes, I do that too. I do that a lot.
Well, I'll make meatballs in bulk, and then you could do, like, you can put barbecue sauce in the crock pot, just take the frozen meatballs after, make sure you cook them all the way first and then freeze them. But then you take the meatballs, you toss them in the crock pot, and then just let them simmer with the barbecue sauce, and you can do, you know, obviously barbecue meatballs. Then a super simple side would be, you know, mashed potatoes, salad, green beans, something like that. And then I've also done that with marinara, but not do spaghetti or pasta or anything, but do like meatball subs.
Oh, yum. I love marinara. Subs.
And then you just get provolone cheese or something like that to put over the top.
Yeah.
And it's really good. But having meatballs on hand is super, super helpful for just really busy days.
Yeah, agreed. I do that a lot. I actually have another recipe for a gyro style meatball that is made with lamb. And then you put it in naan bread or pita bread with tzatziki sauce. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It is so good.
Amazing.
It's really, really delicious. But you could do the same thing with that. Make up a ton of them and just keep them in the freezer for a day you need to just grab meatballs out of the freezer.
One thing I did before I had surgery last year, I kind of prepped as though I was going to have a baby, even though it was different, but I knew I was going to be on bed rest for a while. And so I went ahead and prepped some things just in case. But I froze meatballs, but then I went ahead and I took it one step farther and went ahead and froze all of the sauces, broths, all of that, all already mixed up. So like I had my Italian beef mix already in a jar, frozen mm-hmm. in the fridge or in the freezer. Same with the barbecue sauce. Same with, I did that with like the broth and things that I would need for pot roasts, things mm-hmm. like that. And just went ahead and had them frozen. So it was as simple as just putting the jar in the fridge the night before, letting it thaw, combining it all together the next morning in a crock pot.
Yeah.
And that was very, very helpful. So if you're in a season where you're going to be down and out or just super busy, go ahead and just take it one step farther on your prep and freeze your sauces and your broths and things already mixed up, all the seasonings in, everything, and it'll make your life so, so much simpler.
Yeah. One thing that I like to do if I know something is coming up, like we're going to have a busy season or we're going to have a baby or whatever, I just start making bigger meals than what we will eat. So yeah. If I'm going to make beans one night, I'll just make a ton of beans. Mm-hmm. And it's seriously no more work. If I'm going to make an Instapot with pinto beans in it for us to have like a taco night, it's no more work to make triple that amount, you know?
Right.
I'm pouring beans. I'm pouring one amount or another amount. So I make a lot of beans and then I'll just freeze jars of beans and label them so that they're all same concept. They're all ready. Or like taco meat. If I'm going to make tacos, I could just brown like 3 pounds of beef, and depending on the size of your family, like just right. up your pounds of how many you usually eat, and then put those already seasoned up ground beef in a bag or a jar and stick them in your freezer and label them, and then you already have it done and all you got to do is warm it up.
Yeah, one thing I did this last time too was I hit a hiccup after Elsie when I had all of the pieces I needed for the extra meals I had made ahead, but I didn't have them together, so Brandon didn't know that those went with a meal. Mm-hmm. So then something would be grabbed and I was like, those green beans were actually for this, or that was for this, you know, which is, it's not a huge deal. But what I did this last time was I took some like little cotton twine. Mm-hmm. And once I had everything together for a meal, like one time I did, one of the meals I did was like barbecue chicken drumsticks. So I put the drumsticks, put the barbecue sauce in the bag too, zipped it up, got whatever veggies were going to go with it. And I went ahead and just tied it all together with twine.
Nice.
And so it's a whole meal. Pack mm-hmm. in the freezer. So it was a whole meal. Mm-hmm. And it made it really easy too for me to look at the freezer and go, okay, I have 3 freezer meals left.
Yeah.
I need to start planning for something next week or whenever. Yeah. And that worked really, really well because those little twine little packs didn't get untied, obviously. Yeah. Like, oh, those are very clearly set aside for a meal.
Sure.
So that was really helpful.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, Kimberly, is a really good cook, and she made this for us one Christmas. It was like a day before Christmas. We had gone up early, and it was just like a random meal, not like our holiday meal, but it seemed so easy, and it was so delicious. So I was like, what is that? And so she sent me a recipe, and basically, Jared grills in our house, so he grills just some chicken thighs, and then I'll make a pesto sauce. It's like a creamy pesto, and it's 1/3 cup of pesto, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons butter, 1 cup of heavy cream, and 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, and 1/3 cup of water. And you just whisk that up on your stovetop until it gets thick. And then you put the already cooked chicken, you just kind of chop it up in cubes, and you put that in your pasta with like a handful of spinach and some halved cherry tomatoes, and then eat that over pasta, and it is so delicious. It's so delicious, but it's honestly a really simple meal, especially if your husband does the grilling, because then all you're making is the sauce and boiling noodles. So yeah, it's pretty easy.
That'd be a really good one for garden season coming up, if anybody has some fresh basil to make the pesto. Mm-hmm. Garden tomatoes.
Yeah, that's delicious.
You said holiday. This is not a meal. But one thing that I love to do in the crock pot at Thanksgiving, Christmas time, is to mull cider. Ooh. And it looks really fancy, but if you let it, it's so easy. You just take a gallon of apple cider and you pour it in the crock pot. And then you add in some cinnamon sticks, some cranberries, and then some fresh orange slices. And it looks beautiful because you have the orange slices and then the red cranberries and but you just let that mull for a little bit, and it makes the most delicious apple cider. Oh, it's so good. And it's easy to do for like a party because it takes 2 seconds to throw together, but then everybody has a fun, festive, warm drink. And I like that one.
I got that from you. And I always do that at our holiday parties now. And then last year, for some reason, I didn't want to do it warm. Why? I don't remember. But I was like, I'm going to turn it into a holiday punch instead. So I put it all in like a glass jar with a spigot. Yes. And put the orange slices, the cinnamon sticks, the cranberries all in there and the apple cider. But then I also put sparkling apple cider in with it. So it was a little bit bubbly, but still looked beautiful. And everyone really liked it. And it's a holiday punch that way.
Did you mull the cider first or did you just put it right in?
Just put it right in.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So
that sounds really good.
Since we're talking holidays, buffalo chicken dip is a family favorite for any kind of holiday meal that we have appetizers and stuff like that at. And it's a crock pot thing that's super easy. It's 2 blocks of cream cheese, 1.5 cups of shredded chicken, 2 cans of, a 1.5 cups shredded cheddar, 2 cans shredded chicken, 1 cup of ranch, 3/4 cup hot sauce. And you just put that all in a crock pot and it's super yummy and easy.
That sounds really good. We do buffalo chicken dip quite a bit too.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you got?
I'm trying to think.
I'm to the end of my list that I
feel like I thought of something. Well, it's probably the end of my brain right now.
Okay. I thought
of something, but it will take far too long to retrieve that.
Well, hopefully these spark some ideas for you guys and saves you some time this spring as you're doing lots of fun things, hopefully. If you have some great crockpot recipes or Instapot or time-saving ideas, then you should comment on the Instagram post for this, your recipes and links to them or something, so we can all benefit from each other. Anyways, until next time, thanks for listening.
Hey, everyone. We want to thank you so much for listening to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast and continuing to come back. You guys have certainly been an encouragement to us, and we hope we've been an encouragement to you as well. We want to continue this work, and we need your help to do that.
If you'd head over to the Fruitful and Fearless website, it's just fruitfulandfearless.com. You can find memberships there that are different tiers that contain different benefits to you as well. If you want to just support us for the heck of it because you're enjoying the show, that's always a blessing as well. But we try to make it even more worth it for you with recipes, groups, for homeschooling and cooking, baking, natural health. We try to put as many resources on there as we can. But thank you for your support. It greatly helps our family.